नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सीतातपत्रम् स्वग्राह मुक्तातामा विभूषितम् रत्न दन्दम् राकेशः प्रियः प्रियतमस्य आ सीतातपत्रम् जग्राह मुक्ताधाम विभूषितम् रत्नदण्डम् गुडाकेश प्रिया प्रियतमस्यः 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 सीतातपत्रम् सीतातपत्रम् सूदिंग अम्ब्रेला जग्राह took up mukta dhamma decorated with laces and pearls vibhushitam embroidered ratnadandam with a handle of jewels gudakeshah arjun the expert warrior or one who has conquered sleep priyaha most beloved priyatamasya of the most beloved ha so he did at that time Arjun the great warrior and conqueror of sleep who is the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord took up an umbrella which had a handle of jewels and was embroidered with lace and pearls. Purport. Gold, jewels, pearls, and valuable stones were used in the luxurious royal ceremonies. They are all nature's gifts and are produced by the hills, oceans, etc., by the order of the Lord. When man does not waste his valuable time in producing unwanted things in the name of necessities.
By so-called development of industrial enterprises, they are now using pots of gutta-percha instead of metals like gold, silver, brass, and copper. They are using margarine instead of purified butter, and 1/4 of the city population has no shelter.
Om Gauri Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Novistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kodamayam Nathaki Shakadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Chita Padakamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatham Jitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Shako Katarubhyascha Prabhasandhu Vyevacha Padita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Siddhartha Patram Jagraha Mukta Dham Vibhushitam Ratnadamnam Gudakesha Priya Priyatamasya The Lord is all opulent. Yeah, cell phone check, please. All this. Mobiles. Subby mobile bund TGA. Sure. Come on. Come on, go ahead. Turn it on. Are you sure? Okay. We're working with BBT in Africa. They're very poor. So if your cell phone rings, it's a donation. No more photographs, please. The personality of Godhead is all opulent, and therefore the paraphernalia of the Lord is also opulent. The umbrella,
Vedic culture, everything. It's very nicely done. But specifically the Lord's paraphernalia. No. Tamakala Nikumas Sutta. So, as the Lord is opulent, his paraphernalia is also opulent. Or anything that comes in touch with the Lord automatically becomes opulent. The devotees are opulent. The everything. But specifically, the Lord was playing the role of Kshatriya, royal prince. And Arjuna was playing the role also of the royal prince. And in the Kshatriya line, there has to be all opulence, opulent paraphernalia. The Brahmins are not supposed to be very opulent. The people are impressed when the Kshatriya has a big palace, a big army, royal dress and so much pomp and circumstance. That's impressive when coming from a kshatriya. And Brahman is impressive by simplicity. When the Brahmins live simply with minimum possessions, that's impressive. The ornament of a Brahmin is his learning. There's some slope like that, Chanakya? Someone know? The ornament of the woman is her husband, the ornament of the sky is the moon. No one knows that person. Ornament of a Brahmin, I think, is very something. Bhushitam Chandra. No one knows. Maybe we don't have a copy here. Okay. Something Bhushitam Chandra. Something. Pati Bhusha. Anyway, that's the idea. A Brahmin, the ornament of Brahmins, is learning. He doesn't need diamonds and jewels and all these things. But his opulence is manifested by his shastric learning, his understanding of the goal of life, the understanding of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, he's more opulent, actually, than the Kshatriyas. The opulence of renunciation, the opulence of knowledge, these are greater than diamonds and gold. And therefore, the Kshatriyas are subservient, or they're attracted to the Brahmins, or they... What's the... They respect the Brahmins. That's the Kshatriyas respect the Brahmins. Although the Brahmins are... The Kshatriyas have so much power and so much money and so much opulence. But they respect the Brahmins because the Brahmins have greater opulence. the Brahmins have the opulence of knowledge and detachment. So, in any case, Krishna is playing the role of Kshatriya, Arjuna is playing the role of Kshatriya. And so this opulent paraphernalia is there. Not just a noble Brahmin would have an ordinary umbrella, simple umbrella, but Kshatriya will have gold, diamonds, jewels, pearls, lace. That's very opulent stuff. And Lord Narayan has such things. When Krishna appears as Narayan, then he has all. Like Kshatriya stuff. Therefore, when we're worshipping the deity, we worship in the mood of Narayan. Opulent, very costly dress, and so many jewels or decorations. Otherwise, Krishna, he's very simple. He's a cowherd boy. He's decorated with clay from Govardhan Hill, or he's decorated with mud from the cows. These are his decorations. Decorated simple village paraphernalia. That's Krishna. But our worship is given in the mood of Lakshmi Narayana, because we need to be trained how to recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We need to develop the feeling of respect for Krishna. Then we'll appreciate when Krishna is playing his pastimes in Vrindavan, when Krishna is playing like a cowherd boy. We'll be able to appreciate that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, Arjuna is honoring Krishna. Not only honoring, but it's practical also. The umbrella was not just decorative, but it gets hot in Dwarka. And so, sita atapatra, atapatra. The umbrella was very cool. When I was traveling on Padayatra, that was one item that I always kept with me. Because no matter, even if it's very hot, when you have an umbrella, then it's cool. So the umbrella was practical to shade Krishna from the heat of the sun. And out of affection and love, Arjuna was shading Krishna in that way. Sita tapatram jagraha. He personally took up the umbrella. He could have had some assistant do it. But out of so much regard for Krishna, he was whose phone was that? Out of so much regard for Krishna, he personally took up the umbrella. Just as we read that in Dwarka itself, Rukmini had so many maidservants, but she herself was Hare Krishna. Out of love and affection, when the queens met Draupadi at Kurukshetra on the occasion of this solar eclipse, then the naturally women mixing together, they talk about their husbands, they talk about their marriage, they talk about their children. So Draupadi was inquiring, how is it that you were married to Krishna? How is it that you were married to Krishna? So Rukmini was telling her story, Satya was telling her story, Lakshmana was telling her story, Satyabhama was telling her story. All the different queens were telling the history. Krishna fought so many bulls, Krishna defeated so many princes, Krishna strung the great bow and pierced the eye of the fish. Krishna came with his friend Arjuna and took me when I was worshipping at the Jumna. All different stories. And each account, the queen would say, and in this way I became a maidservant in the house of Krishna. He's treating me as his wife. Actually, I'm his maidservant already. Dasi. So, in that, they didn't think that I became, in this way, I became queen of the world. No, in this way, Krishna accepted me as his dasi. Krishna accepted me as his dasi. So the here, Arjuna, could have had someone else do it, or could have let someone else do it. But he was personally enthusiastic out of love and affection to carry the umbrella himself to shade Krishna. Mukta dama vibhushitam ratna dandam. The umbrella was very opulent with gifts from nature. The pearls, the jewels are produced by material nature. And Srila Prabhupada comments that when there's cooperation with the plans of the Lord, the directions of the Lord, then these things are supplied in abundance. But people have become so foolish that they don't even care about these things, or that they can't, they're bewildered into thinking that the natural things are no good. They have the more advanced thing. Instead of plates of gold and silver, we find that people are very advanced. They're keeping some china plates. Which is just earth. According to Vedic culture, those china plates should be used once and then thrown away. Yes. After being used once, they're considered unclean and they're tossed out. And what to speak of plastic? And plastic can't be cleaned under any circumstances. It's so much nasty thing. And plastic. But people are using and cleaning very nicely and using again. In so many ways. Even the things that used to be very nicely crafted, now they're, you can't get, just like previously, any chair, any cupboard, any table was handcrafted by someone. It might be made very simply, or it might be made very ornately. But now practically no one can afford such things. So they simply get something made of particle board. Some prefabricated thing. Especially in the West, nobody can afford. Not nobody, but everybody goes to the store and buys something made in the factory, which has no character, and usually which is flimsy also. In so many ways. Or probably gives the example that instead of ghee, they're using margarine, which is junk. Margarine. You know what margarine is? Do you know what margarine is? It's the Western equivalent of dalda. Instead of butter, which was the standard thing, they came up with this thing that looks just like butter. It's yellow because they add color to it, and it's got the consistency of butter, but there's no milk products in it. It's made of this oil and that oil, blended together, and it's advertised that it's better than butter. And people believe it. They were thinking that butter is unhealthy, it has all this fat in it. People are persuaded that this butter is very unhealthy, margarine is healthy, because it has no fats, it's very light. So, like propaganda campaigns, they made it that butter is not good for you, margarine is good. Now the medical evidence is going the other way, they're discovering that margarine is bad for you and butter is good. Scientists keep changing their minds about re-accepting the law that butter is good and ghee is good. All of these things are offered by nature that have been used in Vedic culture since such a long time. They're very good. This village life is very nice. Now they're thinking it's village life is primitive. City is good. Ghee is not good. Oil is good. Gold plates are ridiculous. Plastic is good. Village is primitive. City is good. But we think that the village is very nice, healthy, natural way of life. And getting all the milk, you get fresh vegetables, fruits, grains, and simple life without big arrangements, big anxieties. That's Krishna's plan. That's Krishna's plan. And Prabhupada therefore was quoted that the city is made by man, country is made by God. City is in the mode of passion, and country is in the mode of goodness. So it appears to be a very nice place here. Nice atmosphere. And I'll see more tomorrow, but I see the cows are there. Cows and barns go brown in danger. So you have natural optimists, not like in Krishna's village. And the optimists of knowledge should be there. These two things. Okay, we'll see what questions you might have. Let's see.
When I read Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto about King Vena, there in the purport, Prabhupada writes that.
Before we go on to King Vena, anything about what we talked about tonight? Yes.
You said that this village life, people are going mostly on the city side. But when I speak to the village people, when I ask them why you are leaving this village setup and going to the city, most of the people give a reply that nowadays environment is not supporting the agriculture process. And secondly, they doesn't have that much land that they can do farming and all. Those who are migrating into the city life. And mostly the quarrels in the homes and everything. The quarrels in the home, family quarrels that happens in the home, that makes them to stay separate, the nuclear family, things away from the, not a joint family, but a separate family. And because of the handling of the cattle and other things, doing farming doesn't make a viable option for them. So the thing is that the whole surrounding has become so topsy-turvy, that because of this situation, at present, if we ask them to come back to the village life, it is not feasible.
They can't farm because they don't have enough land. That means they can't do cash crops. No, that's not a joke. It's a serious thing. They're thinking in terms of cash crops. You need a lot of land because you have to sell your crops and make good money. But Prabhupada's idea was not industrial farming, cash crops, but you grow your own, what you need. You provide your own necessities. This is the roundabout way, that I'll get land, maybe going into debt also to get land, but anyway I'll get enough land, and then I'll plant the land with sugar or tobacco or cotton, or soybeans, or other things, vegetables, or grains. And then I'll sell it, and then I'll have money. And with the money I can pay for my tractor, with the money I can pay for this, with the money I can pay for that, the money I can buy this, with the money I can buy that. And with the money I can buy food also. But Prabhupada's idea was not that growing for money, but growing for our actual necessities. So the farmers would grow some vegetables, some grains, some fruits for their own. Eating and for the cows. So in that way, the land would provide what they need. And it would work better also when you're trying to grow sugar, 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 sugar. Then it doesn't work as well. The pests come and the land has to be dealt with in a different way. But when there's diversity, growing some vegetables, growing some grains, growing some this, growing some, then you get better production, and you're not growing for money. You're not growing, and you're also not tied into market fluctuations. You know, they're growing, say, soybeans. And then it matters a lot whether the price of soybeans goes up or the price of soybeans goes down. When the price of soybeans go down, then, oh, I planted so much, but I'm not getting the return. And I don't have enough land. I would need twice as much land than I could survive. Or three times, depending on, five times, depending on the price of soybeans. Or whatever the commodity is. And they're facing competition from all over the world because the soybeans are being sold in India. So you're in competition with your neighbor who's also growing soybeans. You're in competition with other states and you're in competition with other countries because you have to have a competitive price. Otherwise, we'll buy from China. Or wherever the place may be. And again, the price may go up or the price may go down. So there's something of a speculative component and certainly a competitive problem. But when you're growing for your own consumption, it doesn't matter what the price of soybeans might be. Or what the price of sugar might be, or what the price of this or that might be, in terms of your sustenance. Because you're not going to sell the sugar, you're going to use the sugar. You're not going to sell the wheat, you're going to grind the wheat and make your own product. You're not going to. So in that way, then you don't need big, 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 big fields, because how much can you eat? You need some land for growing for yourself and some feed for the cows. And all right, you can grow more and trade for your other items that you might need. Maybe wood, maybe other things. But it's not so much, especially if you keep your necessities modest. But people want unnecessary necessities. I was seeing along the road at one place that we passed one of those kind of like a busty, you know, where there were all those tin roof sheds clustered together very tightly, and you know, sometimes two stories, three stories. And so many people are packed together in these congested places. So we're seeing these tin roof sheds, and on each roof was an antenna, one of those dishes. And so people are so poor that they have no proper place to live even, but still they're spending money for television. And I guess... for that antenna means, what do they call that? cable or dish, you know. So it's not cable, but it's the equivalent of cable. Still they call it cable.
Cable TV.
Cable TV, when you're not getting it by a little cable, you're getting it by a dish. So they have so little money, but still they have to have a television to waste their time and spoil their intelligence. So simple life means not doing without these unnecessary necessities. But then how will you be happy? Because you're living in the busti, or you're living in this little shack, and where is there any happiness? So at least television, then I get some happiness because I'm watching some television show that makes fun of Punjabis or whatever it is. There was some hoarding along the way. But in this way, the life is spoiled. She's getting some dull pleasure from television and wasting life. But the Vedic culture is to get happiness by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, which doesn't cost anything. To sit just like this class doesn't cost us anything to sit here and hear something from Bhagavatam, speak something from Bhagavatam. It's completely free. And it's more enjoyable. We can go on hearing and hearing about Krishna. And it will always be pleasure. So it's a fact that the weather patterns are disturbed. That's a fact because of demonic civilization. But still, when we chant Hare Krishna, nature will cooperate, and as far as possible, we'll get our necessities. And those necessities will be less because of the natural way of life. Of course, quarrel can be done. This is the age of quarrel. And moving to the city will not make anyone less quarrels. And it's greater than quarrel. But chanting Hare Krishna means less quarrel. Family quarrel is there because you're not Krishna conscious. Chant Hare Krishna, your quarrels would be very minimal.
Is there any things which we can explain? Like when we say that keeping cattle like cows, they reply that who will take care of that? Because at present, the present generation is that they didn't go through the normal, you know, culture of taking care of the cows in their childhood. So at present, the young generation doesn't understand how to take care of the cows.
Yeah, the younger generation also doesn't understand how to take care of their parents.
How do we make them...
Not true, but it's true. Just like in Western countries. Here in India still there's some feeling that I have to take care of my parents. But in the West, there's not so much feeling like that. Still, it's there. But usually, take care means put them in some institution. And see that they're, you know, a little taken care of. But no one wants to have them around. Then that they'll stay at our house. So, they're neglected. They're dutifully placed someplace. You know, we pay some money to someone and they take care of them. We pay some money to some company and put them in this some sort of facility and they'll take care. Concept is becoming less and less that I'll take care of my parents. The government will take care of them, or they'll take care of themselves. So even you're saying now that families are breaking up, huh? Joint family. That means the parents will live in one place, the children will live in another place. So the same thing. Why then it will come? Why should we take care of these old parents? Why should we take care of the old bulls? Why should we take care of the old cows? Why should we take care of the old parents? Why should we take care of anyone? Why should we do anything but live for sense gratification? If you make sense gratification the goal of life, then you'll think, why these bulls? Why these cows? Why these parents? Why these old people? Why do you live according to spiritual understanding? And we'll take care of your parents, take care of the cows, take care of the balance. Yes? Everyone? Something else? Anything else? Yes?
In the past tense of Vietnam, Purport Prabhupada writes about the Kshatriya, and he says that it is the authorized for Kshatriya to kill animals because of training. So I was thinking, in Vedic culture we have so much respect for all the animals, so how is it justified that one section of
Yes, because they have to fight against the enemies. So then, in practice, they're fighting against some, fighting, killing some animal. They used to challenge the tiger with only a knife. Yes, you've seen in Jaipur Museum those tiger knives are there. Simply with a knife, they would challenge the tiger. Of course, the tiger was a disturbing element for the sadhus who were living in the forest. So the king would protect the sadhus by killing the tigers. And the tiger would be cremated and attain a higher life. It was for the benefit of the animal that would be offered in sacrifice, and they would become
Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.